Good morning. Radio. Good morning. Thank you for calling into the Sound of Power, a time of intercession with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. We will start our time of intercession shortly. We ask that you take this moment, please, to hold for us for a moment and just prepare your hearts and minds for prayer. Again, we will get started in just a moment. If there are those of you who have prayer requests, we will take those prayer requests in just a few moments. God bless you and thank you for joining the Prophetic Intercessors Network for a time of intercessory prayer. Good morning. If you have prayer requests, we want you to go ahead and share your prayer requests with us at this time.
Good morning, Ella Melinda. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Mother Margie?
I'm doing good, thank God. I'm so happy to be able to get back in the prayer line. I haven't been able to get in here. I want prayer for myself and for my children's salvation, and prayer for Mother Quarterman. And
amen. Oh, amen. We certainly will lift up those petitions in prayer.
Okay,
amen.
Thank you.
Any other prayer? Amen. Any other prayer requests this morning?
Prophetess Charlene Lacey from Seattle, Washington, on the line.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm just putting my name out there.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we have you, woman of God.
Amen.
Amen. So awesome to have you join us this morning. Any other prayer requests this morning?
Lord.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started this morning. I see that we have Bridget, Cheryl and Janelle on the line, the intercessors. I believe they are available to pray. If you are not available, please state that at this time so we can go ahead and prepare for our rotation.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to have Bridget to open this up, followed by Cheryl, who will be followed by Janelle. And then, of course, I'll do the closeout for us this morning. So if we could have you, Bridget, go ahead and open us up this morning. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. God, we thank you, oh, God, for what you have done. We thank you, oh, God, for letting us, Lord God, see another morning of prayer. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, God, that you have allowed us to sleep through the night, Lord God, to slumber, oh God, Father God, and you allowed us to arise, oh God, with our portion of our health and strength. Father God, we thank you because you are God and there's nobody, God, like you, oh God. There's nobody, God, but you. God, we thank you this morning because, Lord God, we were able to, Lord God, get up, oh God, with the activities of our limb. God, we thank you this morning, Lord God, because you're, Lord God, our provider. You have been our peace, oh God. You are provision, oh God. We thank you this morning, oh God. And so, God, because you are God, hallelujah, you're not like man. God, we give you the honor. We give you the glory. We give you all the praise this morning that you're due. Father God, we thank you because you're the lover of our soul, oh my God, hallelujah, you're the redeemer of our soul. God, you are our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and for that, God, this morning, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, we just thank you this morning. We come before your presence with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because we're able to bless your name. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, because you, Lord God, has already gone out before us, as your word said, Lord God, hallelujah, God, to straighten our path on today, Father God. You've already, Lord God, charged your angels, oh God, to be encamped all around us according to your word, God. So, God, we just thank you this morning, God. We thank you. you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, for what you're going to do, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing right now, God. Father God, we thank you for what you have already done. So, God, we come this morning with a, Lord God, spirit of thanksgiving, God. We come this morning, God, with a heart of thanksgiving. God, I'm personally just thankful, oh God, hallelujah, because you're my God, hallelujah. Oh God, and I thank you, hallelujah, how you've loved us, oh God, with an everlasting love. Thanking you, Lord God, hallelujah. Even when we, Lord God, was not faithful to you, God, you faithful, oh God. And for that this morning, we said thank you. God, we thank you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, hallelujah, that we've heard and seen so far this morning, God. And we just, Lord God, lift you up, God. We praying this morning, hallelujah, God. We come together on one accord, God, this morning, Lord God, petitioning you, Lord God. Father God, for those things, Lord God, that only you can do this morning, God. We petition you, Lord God, and praying, oh God, hallelujah, for our brothers and sisters, oh God. Father God, first that don't know you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the free pardon of their sin, God. We're coming to you, Lord God, lifting them up, oh God, that they will know you, oh God. Father God, we're coming to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We calling them out of sin, call them out of dark places, God. Calling them out, Lord God, from wherever they are, Lord God, that has separated them from you, oh God. So this morning, God, we're praying, oh God, for the sick, God. We're praying healing this morning in the name of Jesus, God. We're praying healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for our land, oh God, for our country, oh God, for our physical bodies, God. We're praying healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in our communities, our marriages, God. God, for our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you this morning for healing. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the God that has already healed, God. We thank you for being God, hallelujah, the chief physician, God. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you're the healer of all sickness, conditions, and diseases, oh God. God, we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus that healing is the children's bread, oh God. We thank you this morning that by your stripes we are healed, God. We thank you this morning that we have your word that we can pull on, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said when you could not swear by anything, yes, we spoke by your word. Father God, your word said that you stand beside it to perform it, oh, God. You told us to cast all our cares upon you, Lord God, and for you care for us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So that's what we're doing this morning. We're casting every concern, God, every care to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You know the prayers that are coming forth, God. You know the prayers, oh, God, that was not even mumbled. God, you know the prayers, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God. So, God, we ask, oh, God, this morning that you attend your ear to our call, oh, God. For your word says, God, hallelujah, that this man cried out, oh, God, and you heard and you delivered from all trouble. So, God, we're crying out this morning, God. Father God, we don't know, Lord God, hallelujah, how you're going to do it, but all we know, God, that you're going to do it. So, God, we're trusting in you, God, that a God that don't change his mind, a God that don't, Lord God, give up on us. God, we thank you this morning, hallelujah, because we can pray to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And when we agree in prayer like we're doing this morning, God, we know that you're going to hear us, oh God, because you said where there's two or three gathered, oh God, you will be in the midst, oh God. So God, we thank you this morning, Lord God, that we can touch and agree, oh my God, on anything, my God, Father God, and your word said it shall be done. So God, we are praying this morning, we are agreeing this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that every prayer request, every petition, God, that we, every concern that we're making known to you, oh God, that you attend to it, oh God, hallelujah, if it be thy will, God. So God, we're praying this morning, hallelujah, God, for those that are on the line, those that are not on the line, God. We're praying for intercessors, oh God. We're praying for those that are on the wall, God. We're praying strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We're praying in the name of Jesus that you will do only what you can do this morning, God. So God, we bless you and we honor you this morning. We give your name the glory. We give your name the praise. Because we, Lord God, look to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith, God. You're Alpha and you're Omega, oh God. So we look to you, oh God, because there's no other place we can go for our strength. There's no other place, oh God, that we can go for salvation. There's no other place we can go for healing. So God, we look to you, oh God, because you're all knowing, God. You're everywhere at the same time, God. Father God, so we look to you this morning, hallelujah, oh God, because there's no other help we know, oh God. So God, for every person that's on the this line, God, every need, God. You said in your word that you would supply every need according to your riches and your glory. You said 1,000 cattle on the hill belongs to you, oh God. So we can look to you who is the supplier of every need, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, because you're the healer, you're our protector, you're our savior. Oh my God, you're our soon coming king. So God, we look to you this morning, God, for every need that we have, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing and believing, God, and trusting that you're more than able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can ever think of, imagine, according to the power that's in us. So God, we speak, we pray with the power that you have given us. We pray with authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that all that we, Lord God, come to you with, oh God, that you're more than able to do it, oh God, because we believe the power in us, oh God. We believe the authority that you have given us, oh God. So we stir it up this morning, oh God, that we will have what we pray on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we will see, oh God, hear the testimonies, oh God. We will see the miracles being performed because we know when we pray, we believe and we trust. So we have what we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we look forward. We more than look forward. We're expecting those things to come to pass, oh God. And we look forward to the testimonies of Mother Marge's son and her family being saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're expecting, oh God, and look forward to the testimony for Mother Quarterman, oh God. We're expecting and we look forward to the testimony, oh God, for her, oh God, her personal life. And God, for the prophetess that, Lord God, on the line this morning with us, God, whatever it is, her name is out there. So God, we look forward, oh God, to doing whatever it is that she needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We look forward to the testimony to hear from, Lord God, those that didn't even make a prayer request, God, but we look forward to the testimonies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We expect that you will do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So God, with expectancy this morning, God, oh God, we just lift our voices to you, Lord God, and we say, oh God, that we believe, oh God, hallelujah, every word that you have put into the, Lord God, our hearts, God, every word that you've spoken, oh God, we believe it, Lord God. Oh God, we believe it for each other this morning. We stand in the gap for each other this morning, oh God, because we believe, oh God, those that don't have the strength this morning to pray, oh God, those that are, Lord God, lost, oh God, those that don't know, oh God, where their help coming from, those that, Lord God, may be hopeless this morning, those, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that needs you, oh God, that's sick, oh God, that don't have the strength to pray, God, we stand in a gap this morning, oh God, and we believe because your word said that it is so. And so, God, we bless you and we honor you this day, Lord God. God, and as we move on to our day, oh God, we thank you, oh God, because we already know that you've gone before us. So, God, there's nothing that can happen to us on this day that you have not already ordained, because you said the righteous man's footsteps are ordained by you. So, God, we thank you, oh God, and we know that all things are working together for the good of those that love you and those of us who have been called according to your purpose, oh God. So we know, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, that is working out, God. We know, God, that is coming to pass, oh God. We know, God, what we pray we're going to have, oh God, because your word says so. And God, that same word says that it's impossible for you to lie, oh God. Oh God, for your promises in them are yes and they are amen. So God, that settles it, oh God. Oh God, so we thank you right now, Lord God, for selling our spirit, oh God, selling in our minds, oh God, that every word that you have spoken, oh God, has been established. So God, we thank you, Lord God, and we agree with your word. We agree with you this morning, Lord God. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify your name, oh God. And God, we will continue, Lord God, to walk in this spirit, oh God. Oh God, it's heart of thanksgiving this morning because we're thankful, Lord God, because you didn't have to do it, but God, you did. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace, God, that you will continue to extend to us, oh God. Oh God, and we bless your holy name, for you are God. And there's nobody, God, but you. And so, God, we thank you this morning. Oh, my God. God, so thankful, Lord God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm thankful this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus. God, grateful, oh, my God, for your presence. God, thankful, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you did it once, you'll do it again. Thankful, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, please remember Taylor. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let her, Lord God, let everything, Lord God, that you need to be so unstable
Covered, oh God, be covered, oh God. God, that the healing process we know has already begun, God. We know she's already healed, oh God, and strengthen her mother, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Do what only you can do in that circumstance, in that situation, God. So we lay Taylor at your feet, God. God, we lift her in prayer, oh God. We call her healed, oh God. We call her whole, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank for this morning, oh God, and we continue on this day, Lord God, just giving you praises, oh God, hallelujah. Just thanking you, oh God, for what you're doing, oh God. Thank you for being with us, oh God, and we bless your holy name, God. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and we know that it is so. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, our Father who is in heaven. How holy is your holy name this morning, O God, and we thank you, O God, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your peace this morning. We thank you, O God, there is none like you on heaven. And God, we know that heaven and earth is agreeing this morning because we come together in intercession this morning. We come, oh God, because this is our day, the day that we can receive our daily bread, oh God. We're in position of faith this morning, oh God. We're in a position, oh God, receiving and believing and anticipating, oh God, as we're asking, oh God, as your word said, as we ask, it will be given unto us. And as we seek, oh God, we will find, oh God, as we knock, it will be open unto us this morning, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you for all that you're doing as we're asking, oh God, as we're seeking, oh God, as we're believing in great expectation, oh God, as we're knocking, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, because as we are standing in agreement this morning, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the authority of your power and strength, oh God, we receive, oh God, as you said in your word, as we're seeking, oh God, as we're speaking, oh God, you yet hear us. As we're asking, oh God, you're yet answering, oh God. So it's now faith, oh God, substance, oh God, the substance of things that are hoped for this morning. We're hoping this morning. We're believing this morning. We receive this morning. We're thanking you in advance. Our hearts are full of gratitude this morning, oh God, as we come this morning in the spirit of intercession, oh God, gathering up, oh God, we're gathering up, oh God, we're gathering up the things that you promised, oh God, in your word. You said that there are children, oh God, that we have in our hearts that we can pray for. We're praying this morning for children and youth and young adults this morning. We're praying, oh God, and thanking you, oh God, as we lift them up before you, oh God. Our hearts are full for our children this morning, oh God. Our hearts are full for our youth and young adults, oh God. We're praying on their behalf this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, the enemy would want to sit them as weep, but we declare that you have come that they may have life and that more abundantly, oh God. So, Father God, we come against every spirit of distraction, oh God, that wants to take their minds and their spirits, oh God. We're coming and pleading the blood of Jesus, the resurrected power of Jesus Christ over our children and youth and young adults, oh God. They have those that have been called and chosen to walk uprightly before you, those who have been called and chosen to live holy, oh God, but those who have been called and chosen to live pure in this world, oh God, that wants to sift them, oh God, but there is a remnant, oh God, and we're declaring, decreeing over their lives, oh God, that you have them, oh God, in the schoolhouses. You have them in colleges, oh God. Those that have been marked by you, oh God, by the Spirit of the living God, that have declared that you are their God. So, God, we're calling for them. We're calling for them. We're declaring, decreeing that put divine protection over their lives, oh God, as they are standing in the gap, oh God, as they're praying and seeking your face and they're learning your word and allowing your word to be the lamp unto their pathway, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the lives of our youth and young adults that have declared that you're, oh God, and they're standing steadfast, oh God. They're coming against the spirit of promiscuity, oh God. They're declaring, decreeing, oh God, that they will remain holy, oh God. They're declaring, decreeing in their lives that they will hold on to onto the altar, oh God, and they will declare and decree, and they're believing, oh God, that they have come with such a time as this to be a light in this dark world, oh God. So we speak to their lives this morning. We declare, oh God, over their lives this morning that they will continue, oh God, in the mandate that you've given them, oh God. We thank you, oh God, as they are walking, even as they're working and walking in certain places, oh God, that they are
declaring that you are their God, oh, Father God. So we ask, oh, God, that you would continue to keep them, oh, God. And for those, oh, God, that have their friends and their associates that they do not that do not know you, oh, God, we pray and we believe, oh, God, because your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, oh, God, that salvation, the spirit of salvation will be received for the youth and young adults that do not know you, oh, God. Father God, we know that this is trying times because your word said that this is perilous times, and you've given us warning through your word, oh God. So that's why we know how to pray and when to pray as we stand and be watchmen. So we thank you, oh God, for those youth and young adults, oh God, that are in your place, oh God, that are in the trenches, oh God, that are in places where they can pray and they're gathering up, oh God, and they're praying and declaring that you're God over their lives. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you for the move, oh God. We thank you for the revival, oh God. We thank you for the refreshment. We thank you, oh God, as they are being placed strategically, oh God. Cover them, oh God, as only you can. We know that you are with them, oh God. We know that you place them in the secret place of the Most High. We know that you're their shield and buckler. We thank you, oh God, for moving on their lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for giving them the sword of the Spirit. We thank you, oh God, for giving them, oh God, all that they're in need of, oh God. We bless your name, oh God, for this generation that's coming forth, oh God. And we know, oh God, that they're armed and they're extremely dangerous to the enemy. And we thank you, oh God, for they are a force to be reckoned with. We declare and decree, oh God, that nothing will be missing and lacking in their lives. And we thank you, oh God, for giving them, oh God, the ability, oh God, to speak and declare your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We are coming, oh God, asking and pulling on your heart this morning for those children and youth and young adults that are standing in the gap on your behalf, believing and trusting in you, oh God. And we know, oh God, that this is the opportunity, oh God, that signs and wonders and miracles will take place, oh God, for the generation that's coming forth. They're coming against the human trafficking, oh God. They're being placed, oh God, in government places, oh God, that they can declare your word, oh God. They're coming against, oh God, the gang banging, oh God. They're coming against, oh God. They're in strategic places, oh God, that they're being anointed for such a time as this. And we thank you, God, for the lives of our youth and young adults. We thank you, oh God, that they're formed and they're being stand and they're being fortified in your name, oh God. And we lift them up and we declare throughout this week, oh God, that we will hear the testimonies, oh God, that we'll know, oh God, that this prayer, oh God, is being answered. And we offer it in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
God, we just continue to love you and continue to lift you on this line. We thank you for your presence this morning. We thank you, God, that every time we cry out to you, that you take the time to listen to what we say. We thank you, God, that you watch over your word to perform it, God. So we present your word to you on this morning. God, we thank you that you have given us this opportunity to co-labor with you, God. So, God, we're asking you now that you would intervene in earth's affairs, God. We thank you, God, that you are not slack concerning your promises, God, but that you are long-suffering toward us, God, willing that not anyone should perish. So, God, we just lift up individuals right now before you, God, as we continue to lift you, God. We ask that you would draw them to you, God, so that no one would be lost. We ask, Lord, that your word would run speedily throughout the ends of this earth, God, so that everyone will have a chance to know of the saving grace of Jesus. We, God, we just lift up those who are experiencing illnesses, God, namely Taylor on this morning. God, we thank you that as we cried out to you and we asked you to pull back and reveal, God, that you have already engaged us in that process. And for that, we say thank you. Now, God, we ask that you would just continue to allow revelation to come, that you would allow revelation to come. That you would allow revelation to come, God, more speedily, God. We ask, God, that you would open up the door wide so that we can see what you see. God, we ask that you would just look through our eyes, God, so that we can see exactly what you see, God, and that you would equip us, God, with the antidote so that we'll know how to go in and execute this thing perfectly. For, God, we know that there is nothing that is in operation that you do not see, God. We know that there is nothing that is too hard for you, God. We know that there is absolutely nothing that is hidden from you. So, God, on this morning, our cry, our petition to you is that you would reveal, God. In your revealing, God, provide the answer, God. give us the skillful wisdom, God, so that we can go in and take the right course of action, God, so that this illness, God, will be defeated. God, we just declare in the name of Jesus, God, that there is nothing that is too hard for you, God, that this illness will not overtake Taylor's life, God. We thank you, God, that she is already healed, and we are just waiting on the manifestation thereof. We thank you, God, that you have already manifested yourself as Jehovah Rapha, God. We thank you, God, that you love her, God, that you would contend with the things that contend with her, God. So we know that this is something that has been contending with her for quite some time, God, and now it is trying to become pervasive throughout her entire life, God. But I speak victory in her life on this morning, Lord. I thank you, God, that she is already victorious over this situation, God, that it is simply a process, God, and that when she comes out of this, her testimony will be mighty. Her testimony will be great, God, and she'll be able to go and strengthen others, God. Hallelujah. So we just thank you for what it is that you are already done, God, and we just wait on in eager anticipation, God, for the answers to come. So we say answers come. We say answers come speedily, God. We thank you that that is already done. Now, God, we just lift up families, God. We ask that you would just unify them, God. Hallelujah, God. We ask that families would live in peaceable habitation, God, and safe dwellings, God. We ask, God, that they would become one, God. Make them one, even as you and your son are one, God. Teach them, God, the way that you would have them to operate in this earth. God, we just lift up every church that is open in your name, God. We ask that Holy Spirit would show up in might, that he would show up in power on tomorrow, God. God, we ask that you would put a rhema word in the mouths of the speakers on tomorrow, God, that you would use them mightily, that for those who are attending service, God, who may not be quite certain of what it is you would have them to do, God, that you would bring them clarity, God. For those people who are battling with addictions, who are battling with afflictions, God, God, we ask that you would put a word in the speaker's mouth on tomorrow that would bring about the answer. God, we're asking for answers on today, God. We are petitioning heaven so that you can give us the answers that we need. God, we ask that you would do it for your namesake. If you do it for no other reason, God, do it for your namesake, God, and we will make certain to give you the glory. God, we just lift up the government right now. God, we already know that you are revealing what is going on. God, our hope has always been in you. Regardless of what has been taking place in this earth, God, we are not worried with what the facts say, God, because the facts are temporary, God, but we stand on the truth of your word. So it doesn't matter what has already taken place, what is right now taking place, God. We know that the truth will be revealed. So, God, we just thank you, God, that you are a God of truth, God. We thank you, God, that you have always fought our battles, God. We thank you, God, that the victory is already won, God. So we just love you for what is yet taking place in government, God, and we just thank you. We declare that these United States belong to our God, and we thank you for that, God. And now we just lift up the intercessors all over the world, God. We ask that you would just continue to undergird us, God. Continue to strengthen us, God. God, continue to give us visions, God, so that hope will always be before us. God, we ask that you would continue to visit us in the midnight seasons, God, that you would put your words in our mouths, God, so that we can declare it to this dying generation. God, we ask that you would just keep your promises before us, God, so that we will be able to strengthen other people based on those promises, God. We thank you for the glorious inheritance that is in you, God, and we just love you and we just bless you, God, for all that you are doing. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we are preparing to close out this morning, a few verses of scripture that the Lord wants me to remind you of regarding prayer and asking. The first is found in James chapter 4, and the scripture speaks that we have not because we ask not. And in Matthew 7:7, the scripture says, "And it shall be given you, seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask him a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask? And Matthew 21, verse 20. Well, let's start at verse 18. In the morning, as he was returning to the city, he became hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it, but only leaves. And he said to it, may no fruit ever come from you again. And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they were marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither at once? And Jesus answered, saying, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but if you say to this mountain, whatever your mountain is, Jesus, hallelujah, if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. My God, Eko Mancia, Eko Dalabasiando, Sheko Dalamanciando, Hoshi, Yande Labahas, Eko Dalamanciando, Hoko Mancia, Eko Dalabasiando, Sheko Maman, Sheko Dalabahas, Sande, Yando Rande, Beheko Manciando, Hoshatama. Oh God, we bless you this morning, first and foremost, for the hedge of protection, Eko Mancia. I, God, that you have around us your believer, Ekomanchia. We thank you, oh God, Emando Ho Shatamanchia. I, God, that you are our shield and our buckler, Ekomanchiando Shekomanchia. God, you are our way out of nowhere, Ekomanchiana Mancheko Dalabate, Yando Rande Ho Shatamanchia. I, God, we thank you on this morning that when the righteous cry, God, that your word declares that you hear us and that you are here to deliver us out of all of our trouble. Ekomanchia, yendo rande be ekomanchiando shama. I, God, I thank you this morning that there is no trouble. Ekomanchia, I, God, that we can find ourselves in. Ekomanchia, oh God, that you have not made a way of an escape. Ekomanchiando shama. I, God, for you have become our propitiation. You have become our satisfactory sacrifice. You have become our way out of every matter. Ekomanchia. And God, we thank you this morning for being the way out. We thank you for being the door. And God, you're not only the way out, you are the door of opportunity. You are the door of advancement. You are the door of increase. For you said all we have to do is speak to mountains. So this morning, God, we speak to mountains of financial struggle. We speak to mountains of financial restraint. We speak to mountains of poverty this morning. We speak to mountains of depression and discouragement. We speak to mountains, God, of infirmity. And we command you to be thou removed and cast into the sea. Father, we give you back your word, and God, you said that whatever we ask, we shall receive it. We believe and do not doubt. And so, God, we believe you this morning. I, God, for every mountainous situation in our life, for every hot place, oh God, I, God, that dares to war against your believer for everything, every mountain, I, God, that's erected itself in our imagination, everything that's lodged itself and locked itself in our psyche, oh God, that refuses to move. Father, today we release our faith, Ekomantia. And Father, we thank you, God, release the angels, Ekomantia, the same angels that removed the stone, Ekomantia, from your grave. Yando Shatamantia. God, let them remove the mountain, Ekomantiando Shama. God, you said that you have given angels to take charge over us, Ekomantia.
And so we thank you this morning, God, for every angelic being that's been assigned to our life. And Father, we ask you today, and we come into agreement with the Spirit of God. Our God, and we ask you, Lord, let them work. Our God, we need some things, oh God, that need to take place supernaturally. God, there are some supernatural things, our God, that we need you to do. God, but we need you to do it not by might nor by power, but Father, we need you to do it by your Spirit. And we bless you this morning for the Spirit of God. Our God, that's working it out on our behalf. Working out for Jesus. Our God, we ask you, Lord, because we believe and we doubt not. We have a confidence in a God that will not disappoint us. We have a hope in you. Our hope, oh God, is not in this world alone, because we understand if it was, we'll be like old men, most miserable. But God, we have fastened our eyes on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Our God, our deliverer. And God, we say there are some matters, oh God, that we need you to make haste and deliver. There are some ways, oh God, that we need you, oh God. Our God, that you need to give us plans to. Oh God, for we understand that a man devises a plan in his heart, for the preparation of, oh God, is in man. Oh God, but the answer of the tongue comes from the Lord. No matter what our heart prepares, Father, we know that the answer must come from you. God, so I pray this morning, our God, that the plans that are devised in the heart of man today, our plans, our thoughts, oh God, let them be conceived in the Spirit by the Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Spirit, give us strategy. Oh God, there are some strategies that we need. Our God, every place that you're calling us to, every work that you're calling us to do, everything that you're calling us to build. God, I pray this morning, oh God, for you are truly calling us to build in this hour. And Father, we need the skill and the know-how. We need, oh God, insight. And so we come to you, for you said in your word that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. And so, Father, we come this morning, not that we are weak in faith, God, but we come because we trust the God of our salvation. Our God, for you even said, oh God, if we humble ourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that in due season you will exalt us. So we understand, God, that it is you, oh God, that works in us to will and to do of your own good pleasure. We understand that it is you that gives us the power to get wealth. We understand that you are maker, you are molder. You say, I am unto the Lord is our husband, man, God, that you are our redeemer, you are our kinsman. God, you are the one that breaks us free from the bounds of life. Every bondage that tries to hold our emotions, every bondage that tries to hold us in our mind, God, you are the one. You are the one, God, that holds the keys, oh God. You're the one that's even in control of the jail of God. And so, Father, today, every accusation that has come against your people, those that are under the sound of my voice, whatever battle they are finding themselves in, wherever they find themselves this morning, God, whatever the struggle, Father, I pray this morning, Shiando Hoshama. I got that every curse be broken, that every lie be turned back. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of witchery be broken. Ekomanche. I got every word curse be broken. Ekomanche, every hindrance, let it be broken. Ekomanche, everything, God, that comes against purpose and kingdom building. Father, I pray, let it be broken. And Father, I pray that you will line their feet up with divine ekomanche assignment. I pray, God, for divine release. Ekonamanche. I got emando shatamanche ando hoshama. I got to be over us wherever, God, you have released us into. Ekomanche. I got, we understand and we trust and we obey, God, that whatever you have released us into and whatever you have released into our hands, God, that we would not struggle with the assignment, but God, that we would come into agreement and that we would find ourselves lining up and find ourselves saying yes, that we would say yes to the call, that we would walk in it. I thank you today, oh God, for the mind to walk in the call. I thank you, oh God, for the mind to do your will. I thank you this morning. I got that you would have your way in us. Hey, I know Shema. I got that you, oh God, Shatamanchi, Etandela Manchi, I am Moshe Nana Manchi, Yando, Rande, Hekomanchi, Andaba, Sekonamanchi. I got every skill, every ability, every anointing. Ekodalabasat, Ando Shama, Yando, Rande, Hekomanchi. I got that you have placed in the hand of your servants, in the hands of those that you are calling in this hour. I pray, oh God, that you are having your way. And God, that you are anointing us. And God, that you are refreshing us. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, come on, let's give him some worship this morning. There is a deposit of glory. He is already released. Yes, give him glory. I got Make haste, make haste, make haste to deliver. Oh, God, make haste. God, there are some urgent needs today. There are some pressing needs. There are those, oh God, oh my God, that need you to show up in this very hour. And so, Father, we connect with them by faith. And we ask you this morning, God, to do it for them. I got meet them at the point of their need. For God, in your salvation is deliverance. And so, Father, we thank you that you deliver them. From whatever it is, God, that refuses to let them go. Whatever it is, God, that's in their life. Oh, God. Oh, God. I thank you for the river of God. I thank you that your river, I God, that the river of God come forth like a tsunami. And Father, let it break through and break out. Let it tear down everything that's not like you. Let it disrupt. I thank you that you're saved. I thank you that, oh, I God, that your word is becoming the sea. Oh, God, that the mountain is swallowed up in. I thank you that the word of faith becomes the sea. I God, that we don't even have to cast the mountain. But God, we shall declare the word. And the word, oh God, is shatando, shatamante, will flood over the mountain. And it will consume it. And so, Father, I pray, let your word go forth out of our mouths. Let us not, God, be intimidated by the spirit of the enemy, no matter what the spirit is that stands before us. God, we cancel the spirit of intimidation. We cancel every assault of the enemy, everything that he tries to put into our minds to make us think that we do not have the authority to speak to that which he is doing in this hour. But I pray for us, God, for you said that if we believe and ask in faith and doubt not, we shall have whatever we say. And so, Father, even the difficult places, the hard thing, for you said there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Oh, God, you're the God that speaks to dead wounds. You're the God that speaks to barren places. You're the God that speaks to things with men that seem impossible. But you said with your word, God, it is possible with God. And so, Father, I pray for us. Elevate us in our faith. Take us to a higher place in our faith. Take us to a higher dimension, a higher level of expectation. I, God, that those, God, that have been struggling, they come on, see our family members that have been bound in sin for a long time. I, God, that we can believe, God, that you, oh, God, can bring them out. God, that you can break the stiff-neckedness. God, that you can soften the rebellious heart. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you for this moment, God, that you are releasing to us strategy. My God. Oh, my God, it's so awesome. My God, it's so wonderful. My God is in control. Not even with our minds can we hinder the work of God. For God, your word declares that the natural mind is an enemy to you. So God, the natural mind says the interruptions of our natural thinking, the things that we are allowing in our minds, God, to break what you are doing in the spirit. Father, forgive us, oh God, that we would even try to hinder, oh God, the flow of the Holy Ghost minds. Wash these minds, oh God, because there are some things that you want to do. God, forgive us, wash our minds. God, help us, and what we are allowing ourselves to meditate on. Forgive us on what we are allowing ourselves to take into our thinking. Father, forgive us. Have mercy on us, oh God, even as you are building kingdom, even as you are tearing down the enemy's kingdom, even as you are setting people free, even in this hour. Father, we thank you for it now. Hallelujah. Hey, yando, shatan de la bahasia. Hey, yando, shekoda la bahasia. Ooh, God, yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the glory for it.
Thank you, God.
Oh, yeah, my. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord. Ekomancia. Oh, God, thank you for the giants that are falling. Hey, y'all know. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Eko manchia. Ah, yamanche. Eko mansa tamanche. He will give you skill and he will give you insight. Ah, yamanche. Yando shikodala bahase konanana manchia. Mando hoshe. Only believe and doubt not. Eko mansa tamanche. Kodala
bahase.
Hey, I know she come on, she came, baby, she called a la baha, Sando, she called a la baha, 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 Sando, she called a la baha, she called a la baha, yes, Lord, she called a la baha. Do it, God. God, do it.
God, do it.
God, do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Eko dala baha si ando hosha.
Orabaka datta de Dios.
Eh, glory. Ando hosha.
Iyo robo sha.
Hi, I'm Anshi. Oh, God. Eh, shata manshi. Yes, Lord, Ekoma, Chiana, Dadabaha,
take the Dada was the Kunana.
Oh, come on, no, Shikoma,
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Ekoda la bahasi. Ekoda la bahasi ando hoshe.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We thank you for shining the light, God. We thank you for the light. Yes, God. Thank you for shining the light, God. Thank you for the light, God. Yes, God. Thank you for your light, God. Thank you for your light, God. Yes, God. Da 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 for thy light has come, God. We thank you for your light, God. We thank you for the light, God. Shine the light, God. Shine the light, God. We thank you for the glory, God. We thank you for the glory, God. We thank you for the light, God. We see our way in the dark place, God. We thank you for the light being shown on today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for your light, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your light, God. Thank you for your light, God. Thank you for your light, God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you for your light shining in dark places, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you for your light, God. Thank you for your light, God. It's being shown in darkness, God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Darkness comprehended it not, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for your light, God. I thank you for your light, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. The entrance of thy word bringeth light. I thank you, God.
Oh, God, yes.
I thank you, God. I thank you, God.
Oh, God.
I thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Thank you for your light, God. Thank you for your light, God. We shall rise. We shall shine.
Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
For if you truly shall decree a thing, the Lord God says, I shall do it. Ekomansia. Decree it. Use your prophetic influence to decree. Yes, Lord, Emanda Bahati. Decree it. Decree it. Ekoman Satando Hushaman. Ekoman Satando Shatande Labaha Satando Shabantia. Ekona Namansia. By prophetic action, decree a thing. Ekona Namansi, Koman, Sekoda Labati. Father, I thank you that you would stir up prophetic utterance on the inside of everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God, for the thing that they should decree in this hour. Ekomantia, God, that when they are in their private time with you, God, that you would give them the things that they should utter. Ekomantia, what is the declaration, God, that you would have them to make? What is the thing, God, that you will do? Ekoda Labasa Tando Hoshama. What is the thing, oh God? Emando Hoshaman Sianda Bahase. God, that they will see come into fruition. Ekomantia, Father, I pray, Ekomantia, that you would give them divine utterance. Ekomantia, prophetic utterance. Ekonamantia, that you would make their tongue as the pen of a ready writer. Ekomantia, I pray for the scribes that are under the sound of my voice. Ekodalabantia, I thank you for the scribal anointing, even in this hour, God, that even as they sit down to journal, God, that even as they sit down to write, Father, I pray even in this hour, God, that there shall be a free flow, that they will sit in their spirit, the things that are being uttered in heaven, and God, that even as they sit to write, I God, that it will be a breakout in their spirit. I pray for a breakout in the heart of the scribe. I pray against everything that's been God trying to buy them up, that they have not been free to write. And so, Father, I thank you this morning for freedom and liberty. Freedom of expression. Freedom of expression. I decree it and I declare it. I decree and I declare they shall have freedom of expression. I decree and I declare they shall walk in the spirit of inspiration of the Holy Ghost. That their hearts shall be inspired and influenced by the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we give you glory. We give you glory, God. God, we give your name the glory. God, we give your name the honor. God, we give your name the praise. And I thank you, oh God, that you would cause those, oh God, that have become halted in their building. I thank you now, God, they shall build again. We decree and we declare, oh God, that the spirit of stagnancy is broken. And whatever you call them to be, or whatever their ministry is, or whatever their work is, whatever their assignment is, God, that they have become slack in. Oh God, that you would cause them to build again, to build again, to build again. Ekomantia, ekomantiando hoshama, e yanamantiando hoshama, mando hoshama. And God, that you would cause there to be an overflow.
an overflow, God, that will flow from them, Ayamanshi, as they sit themselves in obedience. God, that as they receive, God, that it will flow out and it will touch those that are around them. Father, I thank you for this hour of divine influence and impact, Ikomanshia, God, that you are calling us into. We bless you for it, Ikomanshia. We thank you for it this morning. And we thank you for the blessings of the Lord, maketh rich and adds no sorrow. So I thank you that everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Father, that they are blessed and there is no sorrow added, Ikomanshia, that they walk in the blessings and in the favor of God, Ikomanshia. We speak it over their lives. We speak favor. We speak favor. We decree and we declare that they shall excel in the things of God. We decree and we declare that there shall be no hindrance. We pray now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they will be swift in their movement to the things that you have declared and the things that you have called them into, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that the works of their hands shall be strengthened. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you are sending supernatural strength to their hands. Hallelujah. And their progress shall never be impeded again. Not in this hour, not in this thing, not in this work, not in this. And this they must go forth. And this they must produce. And this they must shine. In this, God, for this is the work of the Lord that is being declared from the beginning. Father, I thank you that you have uttered it from the heaven. And that this is a divine release, God. You are releasing them into this. And so, Father, we speak over it. We cover them in prayer, God. God, let them be surrounded and wrapped up in prayer and in intercession that they might burst out this place. We thank you for strength to burst. We thank you for strength to give birth. God, and we thank you that there shall be no spiritual breach. And we thank you there shall be no spontaneous abortion. We thank you, God, that it shall come fully, that they will carry this thing fully, and they shall birth it. And they shall see the life of it. They shall enjoy the life of that which you have called them to carry. But God, take them out of the carrying stage into the birthing stage. Father, I thank you that they have carried it long enough. And Father, today we pray for an atmosphere, God, that they will birth in. We pray this morning, oh God, we thank you for their due season. I got that they're in the season, oh God, of birthing. I got that they've stepped out of the carrying season. I got that they've been pregnant with this purpose long enough. Hey, I'm on say. And so we are decreeing it in the atmosphere. That this is the hour of birthing. This is the hour to bring forth. Thank you, God, for the birthday. Thank you. Oh, God. God, and they shall experience a healthy and full and productive birth. Father, we decree it. We speak it. We speak life. We speak life, Father. Oh, God. As long as you have empowered us, Father, we decree and we declare, we take the position, oh, God, to speak life. We say that their ministry is healthy. We say that their ministry, God, shall produce signs and wonders. We say, oh, God, that they shall walk into their kingdom calling. We speak it today. And the adversary himself, God, that you have already, God, come against the work of their enemy. For you say, I, the Lord, shall be an adversary to your adversary and an enemy to your enemy. Ando shama. And so we thank you for that. For that we give you the glory. For that we give him glory.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
God.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The glory is his. The honor is the Lord. And we thank him for it. We thank him for it. We thank him for what our eyes shall see and what our ears shall hear. We bless him. We do not take it for granted. Hallelujah. But we certainly believe him. We believe him for every promise. In him is yes and amen to the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. Well, we bless the Lord for you this morning. Thank you for taking the time out to join us in this time of intercessory prayer. We pray that God has placed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And everything you came in believing and not doubting, that you shall see God do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as the Bible says, and that right early. Hallelujah. And that right early. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That he will be swift in deliverance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, again, we thank you for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. This concludes our time of intercession. Go in peace. May the Spirit of the Lord cover and hover over you throughout the day. God bless.